Glory be to Jesus, one that God raised from the dead. And the bulls put him on the cross again. And hung it around their neck. On wood, gold, and so forth. And thought it was Jesus, good God. The man was only in the grave 3 days. And he wasn't on the cross very long. He knew it. How crazy you people are. How big is your crucifix? What'd you pay for it? And how do you worship it? You bow down and worship it? Huh? Well, do you? You silly religious people. You worship that crucifix? Have you got any hanging on your purse? Got it in your house? Do you? Do you have any? Do you have any of those weird things that you worship? Well, God is talking to you. He said, no, it's you. Well, let it be me. But at least I know what I'm doing. And you worship the dumb things, you know that? Do you have one? Have one or two you just couldn't get rid of? Well, do you? Do you have one or two that your grandmother gave you? You think that I speak stupid things? I don't care. One night I was speaking here about 20 years ago, more than that, 25, and I said, somebody here's got a crucifix and you need to get rid of it. Oh, no, I didn't either. I said, you need to sell it and give the money to the poor. I thought, well, it must not be, the poor must not need much money. Well, I was stunned, ma'am. And afterwards, this guy came up and he said, you're talking to me. I said, I am. Yeah, God's talking to me. I said, yeah. What's he saying? Well, I got a crucifix I paid $8,000. And God wants me to sell it. I said, well, get it sold. And that man died not too many years after that. You know why? Because he worshiped idols. Worshiped idols. Isn't that amazing? Amen. Worshiped idols. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. We're going to be moving to Thessalonica. And I think you'll find out that Thessalonians did some idol worshiping. I believe you'll see that. I don't know how long we're going to go. We may go a long way. You know, I've got a lot of things in my heart. Amen. But I would like to say to all of my friends in Zimbabwe, Harare, thank God we've got the money in the bank. In the bank, some of it's on the way to your house to drill 3 water of life wells. Amen. Oh, is that cool? You know, I'm going to ask Steady if he would consider what I'm going to say. Steady, would you consider calling the first well Water of Life well number 1? And then the next one, Water of Life well number 2. And the next one, Water of Life well number 3. Now, the money's in the bank to do 3. Amen. You know that treasure?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I've got it. It's there. Amen. Isn't that wild? Glory. water of life flowing out of the ground and water of life flowing through live stream. Is that cool? We're nothing but a bunch of live people, not dead people. Thank God. So, what do I do next, Lord? Water of life, free will. Free will. You know, three forks of the Trinity River furnish water for Lake Lebon, which supplies some water for Plano. Oh, so I thought that would fit. Amen. Well, thank God. Love all the people in Africa. Oh, you know, I was slandered once saying I was a racist because I didn't like black people, because I thought it was not really politically correct when I was asked, do you think it's all right for a white woman to impregnate a black man? Is anybody here, Bob? Yeah, I didn't have a comment. Can you believe that, Donnie? And they said, I didn't even smile. Oh, how wicked is that? And they were accusing me of being a racist. Well, I'll be darned. I think I might be a racist. If white women start impregnating black men, you know, I have fun, don't you?
Yes, I know.
Yeah. And the rest of you are beginning to learn. You know, when fools talk, God answers fools, you know? Amen. Well, let's save some for tomorrow night. What do you say? You're going to be talking. Reading. All right. Kathy Lee, would you turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1. And let's start reading.
All right, verse 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 2. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers.
That's a good thing. I do that thing. I do exactly what God taught Paul to do. And what God gave me a revelation to do, I thank God always on every remembrance of you people. And some of you, it's real strange remembrances, like a white woman impregnating a black man. And I've got to thank God for them. Oh, well, my God, those people, they used to attend this sanctuary. You know that? Is that wild? I think so. Oh, that was their lawyer that asked me that dumb question. Now, that's pretty good, huh, Bob? I said, No smiles. He said, what do you think about welfare? I said, I don't know. I've never been on it. Well, is anybody here never been on it, knows anything about it? I'll give you my mic. Boy, it's quiet in here. Are you scared? What are you afraid of? Amen. Glory. Amen. I've been asked some funny questions, Bob, by real saintly people. Sweet little... Next, Kathy.
Verse 3.
Amen.
Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. 5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake.
And that's the fifth verse.
That's the fifth verse.
We're not going to get far, are we?
No.
Past that verse. And, you know, I know people that they abhor me telling what I forsook. You know that? They abhor me telling what I forsook. It makes them so angry. And they get so steamed up because I forsook everything I own. Everything. You can get on my website and find out what I forsook. Oh, you can. It's all over there. And bam. And 1970, walked away from all of it. Get on my website, find out what I forsook. And what I forsook was your gain. Well, it was. Then, Kathy, wasn't it, I'm not supposed to faint, that you're not supposed to faint in my tribulations, because my tribulations are for your glory. Is that right?
That is right.
And you read that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And you're a woman.
Uh-oh.
Well, yes. I don't know that. Yeah. My tribulations are for your glory. That word glory is honor. Yeah, you hate me because I go through tribulations for you. Amen. But it's not me, but it's the power of God. Not me, but it's Jesus who died, was buried, rose again the third day. Not me, but it's God who worketh in me the will and his good pleasure. Not me. Thank God, work in my tribulations. No, so don't faint. Is that the fourth chapter of Philippians? Do you remember? Huh? I think it was. What? Oh, well, let's just call it the truth. Amen. All right? Power of God. Is that wild? Is that not wild? You know, in that fourth chapter of Philippians, didn't God tell two women to have the same mind?
Yes.
Did he?
Yes.
Well, who's talking to today? Amen. Glory. Same mind. Amen. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ, who thought it not robbery to be equal to God. Amen. Made himself his own reputation. Amen. Glory. God. Hallelujah. I'm going to have a Pentecostal fit. And Bob, I didn't know what a Pentecostal fit was. I heard them say that. And I thought, hey, wonder if they lock you up and put you in a straitjacket. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But whatever's necessary, I'll have. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, Thessalonians, the word of God came not to them in word only, but power. In power. 1947, Smith Wigglesworth died. 1948, Israel became a nation. 1948, Billy Graham came forth. Billy Graham, Catherine Kuhlman, Oral Roberts, Kenneth Hagin. Amen. Amen. And others. And others. Then Israel became a nation. Amen. and America. America. And the preachers I just spoke of. Come forth. Amen. Hallelujah. And they raised up followers. A lot of them. Amen. In 1980, I had been a practicing veterinarian until 1970. It still was, really. But sold my practice, sold my office, sold everything that I had, and started following Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name. Amen. And 1980, August, I came to Plano, Texas, where I'm at now, standing right here. God sent me. Amen. When I got here, I met a bunch of wicked people. They didn't want the truth. No, they didn't want the truth. Bless God, they didn't want the truth. They wanted to bind me up. Well, they didn't get it done. October 1st, 1981, I went on radio. 1600 AM. McKinney, Plano. 5 days a week. 5 14-minute broadcast. I can't see you, but is there anybody here that ever heard me on radio in 1981 on 1600? If so, say so. Well, where am I? Nobody here? I know there's one here. If she's not here, I'm not paying her anymore. Kathy Mai, where are you?
I'm back here.
Well, you were there.
I'm here.
Oh, you were there, now, but you're here. Now, that girl heard me. Now, Candace, heck, I bet you heard me. You know I'm having some fun tonight, don't you?
Yes.
Sometimes I like to have fun. Amen. Now, 5 days a week, October 1st, with the gospel of Jesus Christ, 1600 a.m. covered about one-third of North Texas. Actually, I think about one-half of North Texas. Sorry. 5 days a week. Oh, God. And I was a practicing veterinarian before I came here. And I didn't want anybody to know. Donnie, are you here? I did not want anybody to know that I might be on radio. A veterinarian preacher? I thought, oh, God. So, one day, there's a guy named Dale Littrell. And Dale, I had got to know. And he worked in a Chevrolet sales, he sold Chevrolets. And he gets in this new car, just unloaded. And he gets in that thing, and he starts it up, and guess what? God was humbling me. Have you ever been humbled?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God. How about you, Luke?
Yes.
You know what? When Dale started that car, the radio said, "Hello, this is Doyle Davidson, Word of Life Ministry, Plano, Texas." God. The priest sent by God. And Dale called me and said, "Doyle, I just heard on the radio that you were on radio." Well, you knew it. Yeah, but I didn't know it was that plain. Well, God's blatant. You know that? He wanted everybody to know. Oh, I shook and shook. Bob, I shook. I thought, my God, I'm still practicing veterinary medicine. I'm still making a living doing that. And you know what? I owe a whole lot of money on this building. A whole lot of money. And I don't have very many people with me. You know what? I was paying $125 a week for 5 14-minute broadcasts. That was big bucks to me. A preacher, a veterinarian, preacher on radio, you think I wasn't crazy? I was, oh heck, I thought, you better not tell anybody this. Maybe nobody heard it but Dale. You all don't know where I've been, and you don't have a clue how scared I was. You know why I was scared, Bob? I'm going to tell you, and everybody else can hear, I was afraid that I couldn't pay for this building. Well, I was. I owed a lot of money. And the people I had helping me, they didn't have enough faith to buy a car without a dent in it. Are you here?
Yes.
Well, thank you. Their cars look like somebody taking a baseball bat to them. And I knew they didn't have much faith. But they wouldn't tell me how to run a church. They couldn't run their own house. Amen. So, amen. I was on radio 5 days a week. Within 6 months, this is October 81. 6 months, I was on 2 more stations over in the Arlington area. Yeah, shortly after that, I went on a station in Houston 5 days a week. Within a very few months, before the year was up, I was on 20 radio stations in America 5 days a week. I was in Charlotte, North Carolina, home of Billy Graham. On one side of me was Kenneth Hagin preaching, and the other side was R.W. Shambach. And I thought, well, boy, you'd like to set me between two big ones, don't you? You know what? God wasn't impressed, nor was he afraid that his gospel would not stand up between Shambach and Hagin. 20 stations. And then April 1, 1984, I go on Channel 49. Television in Irving, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, built by 3 Baptist preachers. They built it as an investment. Yeah, and they wanted to make money with it, and within 2 years, they sold it. I said, well, that's sure not for brethren of the kingdom of God. But I got on Saturday night, live, April 1st, 1984, 1 hour live broadcast. Now, most of you people don't even remember this. You were not around me. 1 hour live. I was there 85. In June 86, that station sold for millions of dollars, and those Baptist preachers made some millions and walked off to build another one. Amen. Now, if that's not right, that's what I was told by one of them. Amen. Now I'm on live. Saturday night live. Glory with the gospel. Amen. With the gospel. This might be an interesting evening, you know what? You know, there's just one thing that was wrong with me, Bob. You want to know what? I preach the gospel. I preached the gospel. I demonstrated the power of God, Donnie. Yeah. I cast devils out. I cast devils out of people. And I prayed for the sick, and they got well. Amen. Amen. We may not sing many songs tonight, folks. Will that be okay? Huh? This may be Doyle's night. That'd be all right, you know? This is going to Israel. Erring in Israel. Amen. So, I was preaching the gospel and teaching 12 women in Fort Worth. And I know this. 12 women. One of them was the mother of a TV evangelist. And the other, one of the others was a mother-in-law of a TV evangelist. Glory. And they met every Thursday. And they prayed. They prayed. They didn't want me on television. They prayed that I get kicked off. How did I know? One of them escaped and came to my meeting at Full Gospel in Denton, Texas. And she came and she said she'd like to sit by me. I said, well, come on. And she said, I have to tell you a story. And she started telling me about these women of God, you know, how they were praying to get me off. She told me their names. She said, and I've got a key to the mother of the TV evangelist, one of them. And we go there, and I go there anytime I want to, and I lock the home and go in, and we go in there and pray, and we pray that you'll get taken off of TV. Well, a bunch of witches in Dallas, Fort Worth, they did the same thing, and they tried to get me off. Yeah, witches. Witches and wizards. You know witches? Yeah. Amen. Glory. How wonderful this walk is, Brother Bob. Amen. Are you okay? But you know what? They couldn't get me off. They couldn't get me off. But you know what? What made them mad? I cast out devils. I laid hands on the sick. They recovered. Amen. Power. Power, Kathy. Amen. Word with power, not with religious power, not with witchcraft. No, that's what I preach. That's what I minister. These spirits in these women hated me. Now, I think the only ones here that were here then would be Kathy Mai, Candace Mai, Bruce, and Debbie Gere. Now, if anybody else is here, now I apologize. If Riley Gere's here, he was here too. Now, you know, it was real fun to come to Plano and start preaching the gospel because I found out the body of Christ didn't like me. Well, you know, I've got a whole lot more to say, but I'm not going to say it. Kathy, would you read that first chapter, the rest of it, and we're going to worship God.
Verse 6, and you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost.
They did or me?
Said they did.
They did, yeah. The word of God, you receive it, you'll get afflicted. Next.
7. and that you were ensamples to all them that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. 9. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
You know that? To God from idols. That's what this ministry turns you from. From your idols to God. Next.
10. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. End of chapter.